Every moment of every day, with every breath you breathe and every song you sing, you and I have to make decisions that will affect the rest of our lives. But one decision is really easy to make. Shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon, always open on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Tell a friend. Before we get started with the show and step into the spotlight, allow us to spotlight you.
Yeah, for downloading, subscribing, watching, and listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
This show wouldn't be what it is without your support. So for that, we say thank you.
From us to you, thank you for listening to this and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Now where's that chipmunk?
Dude, that's your part.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to Medieval Times. I'll be your serving wench, Melinda. Might I fetch you something from the barkeep?
Dost have thou a mug of ale for me and me mate? He has been pitched in battle for a fortnight, and has a king's thirst for the frosty brew thus thou might have for thus.
I'll be right back, my lord.
My thanks to ye, fair wench.
Boom bam.
Oh, thanks. Look, I have to tell you, this is kind of difficult.
Hold on. Hold on.
Welcome to a magnificent journey into the past. This is Medieval Times! For a night of feasting and sport, the likes of which you will never forget. Yes! I charge you to stand up and cheer for your section's night.
Let the games begin!
En vivo de la BDB Radio Network en Glendale, Arizona, un suburbio del Valle del Sol, es Fat Guy Radio Show con Cory Blaze. Y ahora, aquí está su anfitrión, el gordo mismo, Cory Blaze!
What? What is that?
That is the Spanish version of our intro. What is happening right now? Philippians is very happy about that intro.
Yeah.
Fat Guy Radio Show for July 7, 2014, live. 2014, live from Studio G.
Good.
In the fallout shelter at the BDB Radio Network. I'm your host, Cory Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show listener lines are open 623-349-1652. Call anytime to listen for your voice on the show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. And when you share the show, you get a winch.
Yeah.
Today's show, folks, is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Folks, I got to tell you, this is the main part. We're in the middle of the year, and we have to prepare ourselves to make it through the rest of the year. We've started the front of the year off very well, but we need your help to help us get through the end of the year. It's July. We need your support, and the best way to do that is through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Tell all your friends, your neighbors, hell, even your enemies. Do it. It's great. Bookmark FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, and it will direct you right to there. It's no secret that when you shop through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioshow.com, we get a couple of shekels thrown at us. We get a little piece of that.
Shekels?
A couple of shekels thrown at us. So please do all your online shopping through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, and we thank you in advance. Well, it's showtime.
It's showtime.
It is definitely showtime, folks. Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. And I must say,
man, this is grooving,
this is,
man.
Brian Setzer.
This is nice.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra. You can't go wrong with that, man.
That guitar solo, man.
Let's hear a little bit of that. Not that I'm trying to fill the show, that I don't have a lot to come to today.
Uh-oh.
All right, that's enough of that. Good God Almighty. Well, hell, everybody's here except for D-Tay.
Everyone but D-Tay. I miss that guy.
He's not official, though.
What do you mean he's not official?
He's not a Fat Guy Radio Show official.
He would be so hurt to hear you say that.
He hasn't signed the contract yet.
We haven't? All right, let's turn on the producer cam here. See if we can do it this time without the delay. Oh, the delay killed us. You know what? We might just have to abandon that bit.
I like the delay.
You like the delay?
I like the delay. All right.
Well, we're gonna go to the fourth shot anyway on Ustream, and here we are starting to show off. And you can just see the empty DT chair.
Look at DT over there.
DT, you look absolutely wonderful there.
You looking fine as hell today, boy.
Oh yeah, that's not DT. He's not some red little blob of some sort.
I was gonna run over there, but then I realized I can't get past you. So
see, that's hurtful.
Well,
I'm too big of a guy.
Maybe you should lose some weight.
Oh, we're just starting off punching right at the top of the show. That's all right, boys. It was the 4th of July yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. And it was...
That's a day that happened.
Yeah.
I was independent that day.
But before we get to the Independence Day, I did the 4th of July music show, which so far...
Which sucked.
Dude, why?
Why you gotta say these
just
things?
Kidding.
God, he just goes right for the jugular over there. Producer is still on his 4th of July high.
He did play some pretty lame music.
My music was not lame. I selected it. I kicked
ass. There's a reason
ass.
I only listened to 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, he comes into the studio today, Jake, and I'm like, hey, did you hear the 4th of July music show? Because it's not like he made any effort to come in here and help me produce it.
I wasn't invited.
You don't have to be invited to come in and help out something this is for the benefit of the show.
My contract says.
That show was for the benefit of every show on the network because every show on the network was mentioned.
Yep.
Even though I got called out and got a couple of Twitter messages from people saying, Corey, you referred to 5 seconds of summer as 5 seconds of sun. I didn't call it 5 seconds. And then I believe it was Aloe Black. I referred to as Aloe Balak.
Okay.
But I corrected it, though.
Balak?
It's black.
What is a Balak?
I don't know. It just looked like Balak. It looked like Balak when I was reading it.
Look at that Balak.
I worked my ass off to put that show together, Philippians, and how dare you?
Sorry.
Look at Corey's beautiful Balak skin.
My bad. I think he might have just titled the title of the show, Balak Skin.
You got that?
Yes, I know. I don't.
I see you writing and scribbling.
Thank you for just showing the back, the behind the scenes thing. Yes, I have a pad of paper and a pen now because things happen on the show and we forget about them and they don't miss. But I'm not overthrowing the idea that you only listen to 20 minutes of a 2-hour music show.
You're sitting there with a MacBook Pro, which is like the greatest thing to take notes on. And you've got a notepad.
And
apparently,
pen and paper.
His MacBook Pro is not up to par.
That's the one thing that people who use Windows will say that Macs are good for, taking notes.
Macs are good for taking notes, and I'm an Apple apologist, but this one is older than Methuselah, and it crashes on me. It crashed on me on last show. It did perfectly well for the music show that Philippians only listened to 20 minutes of.
Maybe I overrated that. Maybe it was like 2 minutes.
See, I'm a little bitter about that because there was a lot of work that went into that. I'd expected Jake not to listen to it because Jake, you know, he's 14 years old. He's working on his third STD right now.
By the way, your skin tone is very nice today.
Yeah, thanks. You're back to your regular color.
Yeah, it's finally back.
You're not red anymore.
Thank God.
But
well,
Philippians,
I'm still like a pinkish color. Well,
it's not pinkish. It's perfect.
Oh, thanks.
But, no problem.
I'm like a rare steak.
Philippians, you really only listen to 20 minutes of the show, you rat bastard. Why would you do that to me?
I will not discuss that. I'm sorry.
It's a talk show. How will you not discuss it?
I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
My feelings are already hurt. You admitted that you only heard 20 minutes of the whole 2-hour show.
Okay, I downloaded it onto my iPhone, then I deleted it.
It just hurts me.
That hurts me.
That hurts me. Jake, did you listen to it? You don't even have a dog in the fight, man. What the hell was I doing if my own boys aren't even supporting the cause?
You know what? I listened to it last year.
The last year?
Oh, show? Last year when it had Little D on it, but nothing now.
Little D was not on it last year.
Little D was on it last year.
No, he wasn't.
Little D didn't participate in it last year, Philippians?
No, because I was on the show last year. I just didn't do that.
And you didn't do the 4th of July show last year?
No, but... I didn't do it this year either.
I thought Philippians was, or I thought Little D was on the show last year.
No.
Well, that was the year Little D ruined it.
Yes.
Little D ruined it because he played too much black music.
I think that was the year before, man.
Or the year before.
2012.
Yeah.
Okay, we've done too many of them.
It's time to stop.
It's time for a change.
It's time to change.
I think that's when
he
was trying to get his DJing.
Yeah, that whole DJ debacle thing. I know this is a Ustream bit again, but the only way for us to see Philippians with the rest of us, Jake, is to turn on the empty DT chair.
Look at this.
What's going on with your...
You got a knot in your wire?
He's got a knot over there.
There's no way for me to fix it either.
Without taking your headphones off or unplugging it.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I fixed it.
There you go.
Nice. Use your brain for once.
So yes. I did the 4th of July music show. It was great. The preliminary numbers, I think, are looking pretty good. It got a little play on Twitter. A couple of people tweeted it out, and at Comedy Champs retweeted it out to all of their followers.
That's weird because you're not funny.
I am funny. This is the most hurtfulest opening of my life.
Well, when we don't have DT, we just like...
Just pile on me?
We're out of control.
Yeah, we don't have someone to actually be funny because none of us are actually funny. Yeah, except for DT.
We know how to be mean.
No, I'm funny.
No, I'm funny.
I know I'm funny. This sounds we can't go. I can't sit here and do a show with the open DT camera.
Hold on. Stop the show. Let's restart.
Yeah, let's start it all over.
Let's restart.
Just go back to the beginning. We'll start it all over.
You guys ready? All right.
No, he's gonna play the intro. See, he did. I thought that would have been funny.
I'd be happy listening to that. All right.
Seriously, let's do it. Ready? And let's go.
And where do you think
that's
you're
the
going?
End of the show, you boob?
Oh, shoot. Wrong button. All right, here we go. Ready?
No. Okay. Right, let's get on to the 4th of July.
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Ready?
What was your 4th of July
every moment of every day with every.
Gosh, why? All right. Why all right. am I here again?
Damn it, Philippians.
All right, seriously.
All right, Jake, what was your how was your 4th of July, man? Anything exciting, interesting?
You know, I woke up in the morning.
Okay, he's just going to continue to do this cuz he's out of freaking control right now. We're trying to be radio professionals over here and Philippians just keeps sidebarring the entire show.
All right, for reals.
For reals. Let's do it for reals this time, Philippians. No more interruptions.
Here's what I really did on my 4th of July.
Yes.
I woke up.
Woke up.
Did some crack. And went on with my day.
I woke up and
America! America!
America! F yeah!
I have the freedom to do crack if I want to.
I woke up on the 4th of July and I felt my independence leading me to a substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted for 4th of July.
Alcoholism! That's not funny.
I'm sorry. There are people out there that suffer with alcoholism, but those that are in the rehab state right now would probably not find that funny.
People who are still participating in the alcoholism
find that effing hilarious.
They're like, oh, I'm so drunk right now.
This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Philippians, what was your 4th of July? Because I knew it had to be something typical.
You're just
going to
leave me there? I really smoked crack.
Oh, no, you didn't smoke crack, did you?
Well...
Okay, what did you really do for 4th of July? I'm sorry. I thought you got the funny out and we were going to move on off of that.
I mean, we can move on.
Well, you told me what you did for 4th of July. You kind of mentioned it in passing.
It was exciting, okay? I went to work.
Nice. At least you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m.
You worked the entire 4th of July. Did you even see any fireworks?
I saw them very far in the distance as I stood outside and cried.
I shouldn't laugh at that because that's
right?
sad.
Tears of joy?
No. Aww.
That's sad, right?
Tears of sadness.
Oh.
You need a hug?
I do. Yeah.
Wow.
So
you worked
the entire 4th of July?
I did. It was terrible. It was cool because, you know, where I work, all the people, you know, drank beers and got drunk and it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Philippians, what did you do?
Yeah, Jake, you just kind of fizzed out on that one.
Philippians, what was your started at? What was 3:45?
I was gonna try to give him the intro, but
I don't need an intro.
All right, well, just keep going.
He's a professional.
I'm a professional.
No, you're
not.
I
read the book this morning.
Wait, you didn't hit the button.
I didn't hit the button.
Just do it. Just
all right. Hold on, I got to get to it, Jake. You sprung it on me at the last minute, and you know it takes me a while to find it. All right, here we go. There we go. Time to go to break. All right, so what was your 4th of July? Hurry before we get to 420, and Jake's going to start smoking out.
Oh, is that why you got to eat sick?
420.
Yep.
All right, what did you do? What was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July started at 3:45 a.m., then I went to bed, then I woke up, then we went to go have some drinks, and we went to 4th of July.
He's such a nab.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I woke up at 3:45, I went to bed, and I woke up again, and then I went to bed.
It's funny. Here, let me explain this to you.
Please explain why it's funny. Because I was ready to punch him.
Because before the show, he told us about his 4th of July, and we're like, dude, that's good material, man.
Exactly.
You should say that on the show. Will you be able to handle this?
And clearly, he has proven that he can handle it.
And then he comes on here, well, wait a minute. Okay, Boomhauer.
Yeah.
Flippish, you had an amazing story for the 4th of July.
I kind of smoked that thought away.
Smoked that thought.
It's not 420 yet.
Away. It's not 420.
Enough. It's close enough.
What, you went to?
I went to my parents' house, who live semi close to the park where we're gonna go and watch the fireworks at.
Semi close to the park that you were gonna go to watch the fireworks at.
I will not give locations.
I feel my headache already starting. Why not give any specifics? There's 4,000 parks in the state of Arizona.
7th Street Indian School.
Okay, you didn't have to give. Okay, the location. Given the location versus giving the name of the park is the same thing.
And I live at 3421 West Buckskin Trail.
Given the address, Philippius, or the cross streets of the park is the same as given the name of the park.
Okay. Cool.
And there are neighborhoods all around those parks. No one's going to seek out your parents' house.
Thanks for letting me know that.
Why did I even go to that side of the council? It's like pulling hen's teeth sometimes. Okay, so you went to a park that was located somewhere in Iowa.
Yes. Iowa.
That right. You won't give out the exact location. The exact location.
It was on 7th Street, though.
It was Iowa Street.
But it was Iowa Street. 7th Street in Iowa. Yeah.
Iowa. That's okay. In Phoenix.
Somewhere in Phoenix.
Glendale?
Phoenix, Iowa.
Peoria?
No.
If you try to string Maricopa this story County. Together, it becomes even worse.
Sunny Slope?
I was actually at the country club.
You were... Jesus. Okay, so you were at the park across the street from your mom's house where they were shooting something.
Which is the country club.
The country club at the park country club across the street from your parents' house.
That is my parents' house.
And what did you do? What happened? I'm trying to get to what happened.
We punched each other.
You punched each other in the face?
No.
Where did you punch each other?
In the arm. Nah, it was more brutal than that.
It's like we're cops and we're like trying to get something.
It's
out.
Like trying to get. It's yeah, just. It's like trying to pull hen's
oh
teeth.
Oh my!
It's good pulling freaking hen's Lord. Teeth already. It's ridiculous. Focus. Can
I
we
can't
get it?
Focus. I just seen a mocha cup come.
A mocha cup. Ooh. Oh, damn it! Sorry. I'm sorry.
418. Write that down.
Down. I'm sorry. Oh, come on, Jake. No, we won't do it. We can't. I messed up.
Oh, man.
I dropped one. I'm sorry.
This pen is...
Yeah. You've got a pen next to you. Good God, please. It's... Someone save us from this debauchery of whatever. So you didn't do anything.
GTA, you might as well just come in and just start cussing, man.
I was gonna play it up, DT's arrival, but Philippians just wants to go ahead and just arc his load right across the room, just to spoil everything that DT was here. And he snuck in and it was him crawling under the table that made me cuss because he touched me inappropriately.
Hey, what can I say?
Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
The first part of the show has been absolutely hell.
Yeah, it's hard to do a show without you, man.
Oh, man.
I disagree.
Well, yeah.
I can handle this on my own.
I agree with that because Corey's actually like four of us together.
See, now they've already piled on me today. Can someone please give me some love? Can a brother get some love?
That shirt's looking very lame today.
Blow it out your ass.
Duke Nukem.
God, we're not getting into that.
I only came here to kick ass. And
in the last 30 seconds before we go to break. Philippius,
420.
Did you see any fireworks at least on the 4th of July?
I seen fireworks in the crack of your ass.
What does that mean?
Don't even. What does that even mean? Well, why am I here? Let's take a break, and hopefully when we come back, we'll start the show.
It's because when Philippi, never mind.
We are not giving Dite that much credit that if he's not here, we can't do an appropriate show.
Obviously, we can't do a show with him here either.
Well, maybe this is all a result of the fact that I had a little bit too much 4th of July and didn't prep for the show until about 2 hours before the microphones went live. We'll see. We'll talk about that on the other end of this break. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar.
Are you a crazy sports fanatic? Have you ever owned season tickets? Do you spend your entire day watching and celebrating the accomplishments of your favorite athletes? Would you literally consider committing a felony just for the chance to smell your favorite athlete's toenail?
Whoa, dude. I think you're going a little too far here. People aren't that crazy.
Okay, how about this? Have you ever heard of sports? Yes? Great. Then you'll love Full Court Press Radio. New shows every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
That's Dead Space. The show is just falling off the rails.
I don't know why you got to point that crap out, man.
I pointed out because he needs to catch that.
Well, yeah, and he did. You just got
like nobody else is. You know what happens when there's dead space? People look at their iPhones or they look at their iPads and they're like, "Uh-oh, did the show just stop?"
We have a sponsor.
This part of
I
the
gotta
show.
Edit anyways,
this
so.
Part of the show is brought to you by Halo SIGs that I don't have queued up.
Exactly.
The show is spinning off the rails.
I like it.
Is it? Jake likes the chaotic show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo SIGs. Halo SIGs, I'm vaping, baby. It's summertime, and the living is easy, but not that easy when you're traveling and you gotta smoke those cigarettes in the car with your kids. Don't do that, folks. Make it easier on you and the little chillins by vaping with Halo 6. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6 is where you can get all of your vaping needs. Find the styles, strengths, and flavors all available at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. And when you get your Halo 6 in the mail, why don't you go ahead and just tweet out a picture at FatGuyRadioShow and at Halo 6 and watch it get retweeted. They love that when you throw them a little love on the social media. And welcome back to the show.
Oh, hey.
This is a weird, there's a weird energy in the show.
Halo
in the studio.
6. I'm vaping, baby.
Thank you, Dite.
Yeah.
It moved a little when you did that. You know what? I think I figured it out. I think I know what the problem is. I've had myself a little bit too much 4th of July.
Yeah.
Hey,
I would love to hear
you. Didn't ask
it.
Me what I did on my 4th of July.
I'm getting to it, Dite. Oh, okay, you sexy son of a biscuit. You just sit
You're
over
late.
There.
You're late.
You,
so looking, you go last.
You looking fine as hell today, boy. Mm. Yeah.
Why are you being nice to him? He's freaking late.
But he's freaking fine.
Yeah, you're right.
I have a reason as to why I'm late.
Please share with us.
Today was take a poop on Dite day.
Today was take a poop Dite day?
On Dite.
Okay.
Because
after my 4th of July, everybody doesn't know, but I had a very magical, like when Corey asks if anyone saw fireworks, I saw the most amazing fireworks. When me and Corey embraced last night.
You guys hung out last night?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
We had too much 4th of July. That's what he means by too much 4th of July. He means he had too much Dite July.
It was glorious.
And then I wake up to this morning.
Uh-huh, please, do share. You wake up to this morning.
So I wake up.
I got to get your Dite music going because it sounds like this is going somewhere.
So, first off.
Uh-huh.
It's probably going nowhere. Let's be honest.
I wake up and I go to a tennis match this morning, right?
The way this show is going, probably not.
Okay, and these ones are going to talk over me while I'm trying to tell
this story.
They're
trying to do what you did last week to Corey.
Oh. Well, anyway, so I woke up this morning, went to a tennis match.
Uh-huh.
I thought everything was going fine, right?
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Nope.
No.
Guess what?
What happened?
Got pulled over.
Oh!
Got pulled over.
No.
In broad daylight. Wow. And you know what the officer told me he pulled me over for?
Because you were DWB?
Nope.
No.
Your car was too dirty.
First off, he said, you know what caught my attention? I said, no, officer, I don't.
Oh, I don't,
he said,
officer.
You're going pretty fast down Van Buren, downtown.
Your first step was Van Buren.
Yeah, you're
Why the
Van
hell
Buren.
Were you in Van Buren, man?
Because I got relatives on Van Buren, okay?
Are they working or do they live there?
A little bit of both.
Oh,
A little bit of both.
Anyway. I'm sorry.
So he said, your speed caught my attention.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, how fast was I going, officer?
Yeah.
He said, I don't know. I'm not pulling you over for your speed. What I'm pulling you over for is your tail light. That tape on your tail light is coming off and a little bit of white is exposed.
No.
And I'm like, and you noticed that? In my head, I'm like, you noticed that during broad daylight? Oh, no. Something smells a little fishy here.
Something smells fishy.
So he goes, hey, is your license and registration and all that current? And I said, well, actually, it is. And it's well documented that I was pulled over before on this show.
Yes.
And I had to spend a night in the poke.
Well, I don't think we ever gotten to the fact that you spent the night in the pokey doke.
We did not.
Yeah, I was in the pokey doke.
We never heard.
Poked or did you dope?
I was doking because I wasn't ready for no poke.
Did you keep the soap on the rope?
I didn't even use soap because I didn't want to risk it.
You see how pretty he is? There ain't no way they can put his little ass in jail.
Nah.
He wouldn't make it past check-in.
So he lets me off with a warning. He go, oh. And then they take my, I have a weapon in my car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they took my weapon out of my car.
That ain't right.
But they gave it back to me.
Of course.
But
they took the weapon, you know what I'm saying?
They usually, when they take the weapon, they put the weapon on the top of the car and say, don't step out of your car to retrieve your weapon until we have fled the scene. This fool was a dumb cop and gave me my gun in my hand.
What?
I was like, all he did was take my magazine out and hand me my magazine first and then hand me my weapon.
He didn't even check to see if there was one in the chamber.
No, he asked me if there was, but they took it back to the car and they ran all my stuff, so I'm pretty sure they checked and unloaded it. Okay. But I don't keep it loaded anyways.
Right.
But the fact that he gave it to me, everything in my hand.
I don't think they're supposed to do that.
No, I love
law enforcement. I got a lot of law enforcement friends, but they're not supposed to hand you the weapon.
No,
back.
They're not. They're supposed to put it up, place it on top of your vehicle and tell you not to exit your vehicle and retrieve your weapon until they fled the scene.
You're mad at this guy for being like nice to you?
No, I'm mad at this guy for pulling me over for a BS reason. There was no way in heck this fool saw that my taillight was showing white.
Did you get a ticket though?
I didn't.
I didn't.
But the fact that he took Jake, you're missing the point here. He wasted my and his time.
Whoa.
And my mic just cut out.
What?
What the hell is going on?
Something with the wires.
What do you mean something with the wires?
Something with the wires is something with the
producer. What the hell is going on with this show today?
I have no clue.
I like it.
My hands weren't even on the board.
He wasn't even touching. Keep going.
He wasn't even touching. He never touches the board.
He never touches the board. But somehow he has the power to just F up the show somehow. Somehow.
He wasn't touching the board. He was touching the cables in the back.
So.
It was a little loose. I am convinced. Dusty had to clean it.
He's like. Your cord.
Sorry.
Let me just.
Right?
I didn't realize you were talking.
I didn't realize you were talking.
You were convinced, DT. Please.
So after that happened, I tried to leave.
Uh huh.
And then the officer called me my lame because I'm trying to find the perfect song to drive off to. I was looking for N.W.A. F the Police.
Oh no, that wouldn't have been right.
So while I'm searching for the song, the officer goes, "You can move your car now, Daniel." And then for a moment, I was like. How the hell did this dude know my name?
Oh God!
And then you remembered.
He had all my information. Yeah, he had all my information.
That's right.
But so as I'm driving off, I hear a little.
Oh no! 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 I know exactly that sound. I know that sound.
Please tell us, what is that sound?
That sound is a flat tire.
Yes, I had a flat tire, and it looks like someone.
Oh,
like
man.
Chewed my tire. Like there was some type of animal that was like gnawing on my tire. Like there is literally holes in my tire.
Oh no.
Man, you had a hell of a day today, didn't you?
Right? So I'm convinced that this officer pulled me over long enough so his partner can gnaw at my tire. I'm dead serious.
Like he literally just went over there.
Yeah, and like the last time I was leaving the studio. After doing Full Court Press Radio. I had caught a flat,
mm-hmm.
put my spare on, and then right when I got to my house, I caught a flat on my spare.
Oh God!
And I had to push my car home because my dad wouldn't answer his phone to help me out or anything. So I had to literally push my car home. So the next morning, my dad helped me replace my tire, but we have yet to replace my spare because he said he'll do that for me.
Now hold on a minute. We got to dig into that. Now, you just dropped way too many bits right there in that one comment. What do you mean your dad wasn't willing to help you if you were stranded?
He didn't answer his phone.
He didn't ask. No, okay.
Did he not answer his phone? How do you not? I don't understand when you call. I've never been able to understand when you call somebody and they don't answer their phone. I've never been able to get that.
People have lives, man.
He was asleep. He was asleep. And this is how I know he was asleep. Because the first time, it rang all the way out.
Right.
The second time, it rang twice, voicemail. Then I called. I called 10 times. After the second time, it always rang twice, voicemail. Twice voicemail. Which means they look at it, then they hang up. Because if the phone was truly dead, then
it would just go straight,
to voicemail. Yeah, yeah. No ring. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning. He comes into my room. He's like, sorry if I missed your calls last night. My phone was dead. I was like, no.
No.
No, it wasn't because you sent me straight to voicemail. Oh, no. See, what happened was it wasn't on the charger. So I didn't hear it ringing. I was like, yeah, but you noticed that I called. And if you truly didn't know that I called, when you picked it up and saw that I called, you would have straight, like, right back, like, oh, there's 15 missed calls here.
15?
Let me dial this.
You were desperate, weren't you, man?
Yes. I was stranded right around the corner from my house, about a mile from my house. I pushed my car.
You don't have a spare tire?
The spare was flat. Are you listening to the same show, Jake?
Okay, so listen. I was driving home. I was on the freeway.
I'm confused, I guess.
I was on the freeway.
Okay.
I caught a flat on the freeway.
All right.
At least
I replaced
you're
that flat with my spare.
Okay.
Uh-huh. When I got to about a mile away from my house, 1 o'clock in the morning, I caught a flat on my spare. My spare popped.
Wait, when is this all happening?
This was like probably like 4 months ago. But that's
all happened today.
No, that's why I don't have a spare today.
Oh,
that's why
it comes together.
That's why when the officer chewed that giant hole into my tire, I was like, well, screw me up the butt.
It's so funny to look at Jake's face when he finally got it.
He's like, wait.
Okay.
1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, man, you really have one heck of a night. How did you even make it? How are you still alive?
But then you said 4 months ago, and I'm like, why are you telling this story?
I was sitting here watching Jake's face the entire time when he got lost, and then when he came back to the story, and it was like he just saw baby Jesus.
Sweet baby Jesus. That's Hanukkah.
That's the meaning of Hanukkah.
So your dad completely ignored your distress calls.
Yeah.
And you had to push your car a mile to your house just out there. And if, you know, it was probably warm and, you know,
it was
you
like
probably
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You probably had to, you know, go ahead and just, you had to probably rip that shirt off and you were glistening.
I didn't have a shirt. By the end of the night, I was butt naked. By the end of the night, I was butt naked walking into my house because it was so hot. I mean, I'm telling you, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
He gets the joke. He gets exactly where I was going. He gets exactly where I'm supposed to go on this. Philippians doesn't know anything what's going on right now.
I mean, I know we live in Arizona, but like 4 months ago, I know that's winter, but it's actually summer number one.
It's summer. It's the pre-summer.
It's pre-summer.
The prequel.
It's definitely the prequel.
And
it's
summer, like, the prequel.
And it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm pushing my car all the way home.
So you have a flat tire, a flat today with no spare.
With no spare. So I had a search in my car. I found a roll of that gaffer's tape.
Oh, gaffer's tape will save the life of anybody.
And yeah. I had a patch on my hole. So right now, my car looks like the pants of hillbillies because it's like all patched up. It does.
Oh my God.
Your tire is being held together by gaffer's tape.
Gaffer
right
tape and bubble gum.
Ain't that great?
And that's probably why Duke Nukem's all out of gum, because I used all that to patch up my car, so now he can kick ass.
Now all he's got to do is kick some ass. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I'm not going to that band to play that bit.
Come on.
All right, fine.
Just one time.
Just keep talking. I'll find it.
Just do it one time.
I'm only here to kick ass and chew gum, but I'm all out of gum. Okay. I don't even think you have that one. I think you found that one.
No,
I think I have it. It's got to be in here somewhere. Mm-hmm.
No, I think you just have Die, you son of a girl.
No, I think it's here, one of these. Let's
he has a hole.
This, really?
Oh, here we go.
Quit wasting my time.
No, that ain't it either.
I'm an equal opportunity ass kicker.
No, that's not it.
I'm going to get medieval on your asses.
No, it's not.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
Yeah, there you go, Philippians.
Come get some.
No, that's not it.
Oh, is that what
you
told me last
Quit
night?
Wasting.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Come get some.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
Come
good.
Get some.
I don't know which one it is.
Just start poking them all.
I am poking them all.
Get back to work, you slacker.
Yeah,
blow it out your ass.
I'm here to kick some butt.
This really pisses me off.
You talking to me? I'm an equal opportunity ass kicker.
That was annoying.
I don't think you have it.
You're ugly.
Maybe I don't.
Damn, you're ugly. Oh,
okay. It's my way, or hell, it's my way.
I guess I don't have that one. I thought we had to chew gum. I'm here to chew gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of gum.
Yeah,
or something like bubble gum. That was worth stopping the show. Yeah. So you have your battery, your tire is all patched up for you just to get here to the show, because I was watching when I was here with the pre-show meeting talking to Philippius over there, and I logged on to Facebook to see what was the news and stuff going on, because I didn't do show prep until 2 hours before the show started. I had myself a 4th of July.
Yeah, you never told us about your 4th of July.
I it was lonely and I drank alone. I drank by myself.
Oh.
Because
why don't you just leave that shirt on?
That's just so what I do.
Oh my God.
So lonely.
It's just what I do. So
it's exactly what I do. I had nothing else going on. My neighbors didn't do anything. Nobody. Last year, there were fireworks and everything everywhere. They were throwing fireworks in the street. Old man Richard was out drunk, stumbling everywhere. I walked outside at 8 o'clock, and it was nothing.
No one was doing anything, huh?
Nobody was doing anything. Just me, walking around all by myself. 4th of July, and it was so bad, it seemed like last year, because I live close to Thunderbird Park, last year it seemed as if the mountain moved over a couple of feet to allow me to see the fireworks that they shoot off at Thunderbird Park. This year, that mountain moved in the way. I didn't even see one firework at Thunderbird Park. Everybody told me that they were going off at Thunderbird Park, but when I looked in that general direction, the mountain was in its way. Never even saw a firework, because that's just my life.
Did you at least hear the fireworks?
Yeah, I heard a lot of fireworks. I heard a lot of people having a whole lot of fun.
You're not like terribly far from Wet n Wild, and they put on a sweet
they put on a beautiful show. The mountain got in the way of that too. It's like the mountain split in two, blocking Thunderbird Park and blocking Wet n Wild.
he said the mountain split in two.
Yeah,
because it's just me. I was walking around. I had my 18th glass of wine. I was shuffling my feet.
Was it wine or moonshine?
It was whatever it was. I was looking at those alcoholic
beverage. I was looking at those tweets you were tweeting last night, and I was like,
a little drunk tweeting happened last night.
He's definitely drunk, because he's misspelling everything. And I think at one point you just let the food you were eating spell for you.
Yeah.
A little drunk tweeting where I had to go on to Twitter and delete some.
And then you had to call yourself out. You're like, oh, I just had to delete some tweet because
I'm Corey Blaze, and I have to remember who I am.
Oh, God. I had nothing else going for me. That was it. It was just me.
I'm so
thank you, Kim Jong-un.
Lonely,
it was it. That was it. Lonely. It was the most non-exciting 4th of July whatsoever. There was no fireworks. And then, of course, I go on to Facebook today before the show, and I'm seeing all these amazing pictures and videos of all of these people that supposedly called me friends were having a 1,000-string fireworks set off. You know what I mean? All these great parties, drunken pictures, and just me sitting around the house with my third bottle of wine, all alone, stumbling.
Well, if this is any consolation, I went to a 4th of July party last night.
Oh, well, at least you went to a party.
By myself. Everyone was coupled up. I had one beer. And I think someone roofied me, because I woke up this morning and felt like I drank a whole 30-pack by myself.
You can blow it out your ass. At least you were around other human beings. My fat ass was in my underwear and a tank top with socks on, walking around with a glass of wine, my 14th glass of wine. You were around other human beings where you had some type of conversation. Do you have any clue what it's like? Well, you're complaining that you went to a party by yourself? It was the 4th of July. How can you even quantify that to me walking around my neighborhood alone?
You could have come hung out with me at work.
You could have called me, too.
No one likes you, Jake.
I was at work, man.
Oh, God. Jesus.
No, man.
Oh my god. You set yourself over to
Jesus.
You could have come hung out with me. No one likes you, Jake.
No one likes you.
Oh my
Blow
god. I
Blow
like you.
Ass. Thank you.
And yes, in that way. But I was still alone. And how dare you try to quantify you going to a party and standing up against the wall as a bad 4th of July?
You know how hard it is to be the one person at the party and feel like even though you're surrounded, it's worse. I would much rather have been home alone than wasting my time being around all these people who are my so-called friends, feeling like I'm the only one here and no one cares whether I lived or died at this party.
The operative word in your argument is party. You were at least included in something.
At this get-together. At this get-together.
Get-together, whatever it is. Were there other...
I have one question. House of people.
I have one at the House of Refuge, whatever it is. I have one question for you, D-Tay. And we never fight on the show, but damn it, you got it out of me. I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
Was there... And this is a yes or no question, okay? Was there any other human beings at the location of this get-together? Was there any other human beings at this location?
It was Beep Boop and Bip Bop.
Yes or no is the answer that we're looking for today. Were there other human beings at this location?
Or does imaginary count?
You can't answer the question because you know exactly where I'm going because your argument is out of the window.
Erroneous.
You can't handle the truth. I still spent my 4th of July alone. Just me. Glass of wine. 15th glass of wine at this point. Just
you know
me. Shuffling my feet around with a boner. All right, let's go to break. And we'll be right back on the other side of this on Fat Guy Radio.
Made me colder, and I don't think I can look.
Don't hug me. Get away from me. There's a penis on my shoulder. All right, we've got to play the little fella radio bit. Jesus, this is horrible. Oh, wrong one. That's ours. That's mine.
Sorry to interrupt all this big people talk, but this is AJ, host of Little Fella Radio, and I want to invite you to listen to my show. Or if you're too old, no offense, tell your kids about it. It's littlefellaradio.com. I talk about everything happening in and around my little fella world. So when you're done listening to these adults flapping their gums, stop on by littlefellaradio.com, a part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show.
That like hyped music and then back to this. Like,
I know. Isn't it great? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, now we're just going to take deep breaths.
Well, after all the arguing, you got to calm down.
Slow down a little bit. We're going to do some slow crossfades on Ustream.
I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby.
Weirdest effing show on the planet.
Dude, I like those things. That was funny.
This is the weirdest effing show on the planet. This portion of the show is brought to you by Stitcher. Hey, if you're an avid podcast listener, the Stitcher Radio app is the highest rated app for streaming show content to any web-enabled device. To download the Stitcher Radio app, simply go through the Stitcher banner on our website. Stitcher Radio app is always available, and it's also available in iTunes and Google and the Google Play Store. But remember, after you download the app during registration, in the How Did You Hear About Us field, make sure you enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. This lets the great people at Stitcher Radio know we sent you. The Stitcher Radio app, a great way to stream this and all your other shows. Get it today at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. This show is so weird today.
I have a funny story about Stitcher Radio.
You do not have a funny story about actually. Stitcher. My feelings are hurt about the fact that you were trying to say you had a bad 4th of July when you were around other human beings.
Well, that's actually a part of my funny story.
If
about
you weren't
Stitcher
Radio. So smoking hot right now, I'd be upset more.
So Hansel's so hot right now.
Jake, I was at this party last
night. Oh, so you're just going to blow me off and not even talk to me. It's not even my show anymore.
Can you just mute his mic for a minute?
No, do not do that. I will walk out the show if you do that.
You don't want to do that.
I will walk out the show if you do that because I will not be here when murder is taking place because I will not be witness nor accessory to. I have to remove myself.
I can't make a joke. I'm not allowed to make jokes.
You scared the hell out of us. You told the producer to mute my microphone. And look how red he is right now. He is so full of fear.
Yes.
I was kidding.
Your ass.
It was a joke. This is a comedy show.
It's not. There hasn't been funny yet.
There's been no comedy yet.
We'll start the real show eventually.
This is a show show. It's a show about shows.
I don't even know why I'm here today. I don't even know how I got in the building today. I'm so hungover.
Hold on. Let's go.
Oh, here we go.
Every moment of every day.
Stop restarting the damn show. Stop restarting the damn show.
You said let's start the show, so that's the cue, right?
Cut the show.
Before you get into that, can I address something on Full Court Press Radio, by the way? Ooh. I got my ball slammed again by the Full Court Press Radio boys. You guys, thank you very much for using my tweet as your tweet of the week about LeBron James possibly coming to Phoenix. And then they gave me really good praise about all that, Jake. They really did. They gave me all the great praise ever. And then Daniel Taylor, who is also DT on my show, decides to point out the fact that, oh, wait, Corey doesn't want LeBron to come to Phoenix Suns, but, oh no, it was Ryan that pointed out he doesn't want LeBron to come to the Phoenix Suns, but isn't this the same guy that walks around our studio in Phoenix Suns slippers?
He wasn't saying that as like a bad
thing. And yes, I do. I have them here. I walk around the studio with my Phoenix Suns slippers on, I purposely wore my Phoenix Suns hat today.
I want to get more into this because why would you not want LeBron on the Suns?
Well, hold up. Before we get into, I'll explain that.
Please explain what happened on Full Court Press Radio.
No, he wasn't slamming you. He was saying the fact that you got on Twitter. That's how he was showing how passionate you are about the Suns.
Okay.
By saying that you would renounce your fandom if he came. Because we're like, wait, this is Corey Blaze, Phoenix Suns super fan.
Right.
He's always decked out in Suns gear. He has Suns. We have Suns gear in the studio just because of you.
And it seemed like he wasn't slamming you. He was attacking me on his show. Like, no, okay, how can proving. He say that That's he doesn't like, want the team to be better and he walks around in all his Phoenix Suns gear?
But he's not. No, he agreed with you. I think you got to go back and listen to the show again.
I'm not going back to listen to the show. The first mistake was the fact that I listened to it to begin with, and my feelings were hurt.
I'm very curious. Like, why would you not want LeBron? Like, now, I'm reading the show notes here, and it says, "I don't want LeBron in Phoenix. Screw that dude.
Yes, that's exactly
we don't
what it
need
says.
Him. We can do better.
We can."
I had this argument with my friends, and Ryan brought it to my attention. I didn't want LeBron here. Because of the fact that I didn't want to feel like we had to buy a championship. And Ryan made that clear on the show talking about it would tank the Suns championship if we got LeBron and Carmelo Anthony and they came here and that's when we were able to win. We wanted to be able to – our first championship was made by a group of guys who weren't already superstars in the league.
Right.
And we were able to make them superstars by having them win the championship.
But that's not how the Suns do.
And that's true. And now let me answer the question.
That's the thing, though. This new GM, the new direction they're taking, they're having a chance to finally do that.
Yeah.
And they've done it before. Charles Barkley was probably one of the biggest names they ever got.
Yeah.
And when it came to that, and then Dick Van Arsdale.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. And Dite had a very eloquent explanation on why he doesn't want LeBron James here in Phoenix. The reason why I don't want LeBron James here is because I don't like the guy.
Why? Like, I know.
Period. I don't like his attitude. I don't like his disposition. I don't like the fact that it wouldn't even be a Phoenix Suns championship. It'd be another LeBron ring. I don't want that bloviated, stuck-up a-hole of an NBA player donning the purple and orange. I don't want it. And if they do, I will. I will become a Denver. I'll become, what's the Denver team? Denver Nuggets fan.
Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I'll start loving the Nuggets.
I don't mind that you don't want him in Phoenix. It's just that you said, screw that dude. Do you know this man?
No, I don't know this man.
Do you know him?
But I know what, if my money is going to go.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because of his attitude, his disposition, the way he represents the league.
What's his most cockiest
attitude on the planet. Just because you dribble a 12-inch round cylindrical ball does not mean that you are the god of the NBA. He's never going to be better than Kobe. He's never going to be better than Michael Jordan. He's never going to be better than any of these guys that have ever played. He should be humble to play the game that he's playing. He should take a little bit of an example out of some of our veteran players on how he should handle himself on and off the court.
Give me some examples of why he's so terrible.
You're poking the bear right now.
I don't think for a second
that I don't see that you're poking the bear. But damn it, you tapped into it and I'm going to let it loose.
I'm just curious.
Well, then shut the hell up and let me explain it to you then. He handles himself.
You've been talking for 10 minutes and you haven't said a damn thing.
Give me an opportunity. opportunity to say what I want to say about LeBron. I'm going to need my mild cardiac infarction. I'm having another heart attack right now. I'm stroking out. Someone call 911. Thank God it's time for a break. I don't want LeBron James in a Phoenix Suns jersey ever. The only time LeBron James, and now this is the last thing I'll say, the only thing LeBron James can, the only time he can wear a jersey is if he's laying in a pine box and we're getting ready to drop him 6 feet. I don't want LeBron James in Phoenix. That's terrible. I don't care because I don't care for that guy. I don't want him anywhere near it. And you know what, DT?
I know you can relate.
Robert Horry in the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, no!
Let's go to break!
Never!
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon Music Store. A lot of times we have people asking, hey, what's the song that you guys played over the break? Well, the wonder's over. We have every song played on the show listed available for you on the Amazon Music Store. Simply click the Music Store link on the top scroll of FatGuyRadioShow.com and search for the songs by the show month. If you hear it on the show, you can own it. Songs start at a low price of 89 cents and go up to $2,000. A Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon Music Store at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Oh, that's an expensive song there.
What do you want for Christmas? I want a $2,000 MP3 download.
Dude, that's the best sponsor read I've ever done.
That was awesome.
All right, Jake, take it away, because I believe the ambulance is outside to carry me home. Swing low.
So it's, hey, guys, it's isolated music corner time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I decided I want to do two of my favorite singers in the rock industry for this isolated. So we got some Muse right here. This song is Plug In Baby. It's vocals only. Let's check it out if it starts.
I've exposed your lies, baby. The underneath's no big surprise. Now it's time for changing.
This guy has the weirdest voice. It's awesome.
Cleansing everything to forget your love.
Wait for this. This is weird. Ready for it?
My plug-in baby crucifies my enemies when I'm tired of giving.
Yeah.
Whoa. My plug-in baby in a broken virgin reality is tired of living.
Oh, Facebook.
Okay, so... Okay, Jake, you normally come out of left field on us, but that one was weird.
That one was weird.
Is there just somebody standing in the back going,
It's him. And in the mix, like, it sounds kind of weird just like this, but in the mix of the
full song.
He's singing again.
Good Lord. Okay, let's move on to that one now. I got scared. I started saying Hail Marys.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, that did something to me. Like, I had goosebumps. Dude, I was like,
that guy literally has one of the greatest voices.
It was so weird. And then I like the fact that, like, his like, when he takes breaths in, he's like,
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I gotta breathe in before I see the very next note.
You know, and he's a rock. He's a rock artist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes, DT, when those rock artists are in the studio, the microphone is up here and somebody else is doing some work.
You know, he's like married to Kate Hudson, so maybe.
All right, Jake, what else do you have
Kate
in your
Hudson, actually.
Your ISO corner?
Another one of my favorite singers in rock and roll.
Please.
And everybody's favorite singer in rock and roll.
Okay.
I was on my way.
Yo.
Is that Smokey Robinson?
No.
Thanks to you.
Some Led Zeppelin.
I'm much obliged for such a pleasant stay. But now it's
awkward
time
pauses.
For me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way.
Yeah.
sometimes I grow so tired.
Just wait for the chorus.
But I know I've got one thing I got to do. I ramble on.
Oh, okay. Now it sounds familiar.
And now's the time. The time is now. Sing my song. I'm going round the world. I gotta find my girl on my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day. Ramble on. I gotta find the queen of all my dreams.
Dude.
Got
You know what? I've heard that song. I'm familiar. I didn't know the opening of it because, you know, probably the musical riff was so, is what's so noticeable about it. But the fact that I didn't realize how powerful of a vocal he had behind that.
Yeah. Dude.
That was actually pretty cool.
Because a lot of that song is like,
yeah, there's a lot going on instrumentally.
I'm listening to the lyrics just by himself and I'm like, man, what song is this?
I was too. I was trying to put it together.
Like, man, you never really notice sometimes how, like, the music plays such a big part. Sometimes you're like, oh, I don't even, like, you have those people like, I don't even listen to the music. I just hear the lyrics.
And I totally dig that, like, the verse of the song, because it's, like, not all about, it's basically, like, when you think of a band, you think of the singer as, like, the front guy, and everyone's, like, listening to him.
Sure.
But I feel like he kind of blends in there, and he's basically just another instrument. Is kind of how I see it, and it just blends real nice.
But what you experience, Ite, is one of the reasons why Jake does his isolated music corner, and I think that was a pretty good one. And we're gonna go out in the show with what the hell is Corey tweeting? Are we ready for that? Can we do that with our new bad music? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for what the hell is Corey tweeting with Ite here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, on what the hell is Corey tweeting? The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze tweeted out 16 hours ago.
Oh, God.
Anything worse than being more wasted, W-A-I-S-T-D-E-D, than your acting? I shouldn't be tweeting. Pound. Drunk tweets. Smiley face. What the hell were you tweeting?
I was, I don't know.
And ladies and gentlemen, just so in case you don't know why I spelled out wasted, wasted should have been W-A-S-T-E-D. As in, you know, garbage.
I don't even remember.
Not wasted as in the size of his waistline.
Hey, but what about the fact that 75? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I hope the egg. I love eggs.
I did favor that one because I thought that was going to be good. Until I read your drunkenness. And then I was like, you know what? That's even better. Because everybody knows you eat. But not everyone knows that you get messed up sometimes. You get shwasted to where you can't spell.
I can never spell.
So I thought that'd be the perfect one
wasted.
For today.
Thank you very much. Shwasted? Is that what you said? Shwasted.
Because you can't spell.
Ite saved the show today because God knows I didn't know what the hell I was going to talk about today. Woo! No more holidays. Please, for at least till the next holiday.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, I have a recap on what Justin Bieber did. Oh, I'm sorry, Justin. Maybe we'll get to you next week. Unfortunately, we can't do it. Thank you, boys, for breaking through. And you know what? Opie and Anthony Cumnia, maybe I'll do a little spot on after the levels about that because, you know, it really sucks that, you know what? If I can tweet drunk, why can't you tweet angry?
Yeah.
Just because it's angry. Everybody says things that they maybe personally don't feel in the heat of anger. But you know what, man? Just calm the hell down. It's his damn Twitter. Who cares what he tweets and what he tweets out? If you got a problem with that, go deal with the hip-hop artists that tweet the exact same thing.
He likes to play with his Twitter.
You don't play anything. You don't complain anything about that. But let's get the hell out of here on that. Don't want to go out on a good note here. All right, folks. Today's show was brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Make sure you do all your online shopping through the Shop Amazon link on FatGuyRadioShow.com and bookmark it, please.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without a written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Hey, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show, or not. Subscribe for free to us on iTunes.
What the hell?
Stream the show through the Stitcher Radio app, and now catch our live show replays exclusively on the Fat Guy Radio Show Vimeo page.
After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, is my daily blog. Check it out at afterthelevels.com or click the banner link on our website, and you will see the breaking news story about how Jake started his own show after being fired from this one. Four Fat Guy Radio Shows. casting crew. I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, that's UP. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Love you, LeBron.
Screw you.
A minute before you go, I gotta remind you about all our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Please help support the show. Tell a friend about all of our great sponsors. You can find them at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. You may go now.
One, you're running fast, though.